G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
On a Monday, we check in with the Australian Christian Lobby, and Wendy Francis is back with us. Wendy is the Australian Christian Lobby Director of Politics. Wendy, a special welcome along.
Always so good to talk to you, Neil. Thank you for having me on.
Wendy, let's touch on the Tasmanian election. It was a really wonderful privilege to have Christopher Brohier, who is ACL and he's the State Director for Tasmania, was one of our guests amongst a tremendous lineup of people on Friday, just previewing how election policies, how parties and candidates align with our Christian values. Did you have an overall impression of how the outcome of the election has gone?
Look, at this stage, as we know, the Liberals will have won the election, but in a minority. We're not displeased with that, but unfortunately, the crossbench isn't hugely in our favour. In saying that, there are at least six committed Christians who have been elected, three of which will be in the cabinet. So this is a really outstanding result in one way, wonderful news that we're going to have people in there in Tasmania who are committed to the kingdom of God. So that's really great.
In some sense, an idealistic way of thinking about how governments work in state politics. It's always, you know, some will say good to have a majority where you've got some level of ability to be able to move through legislation. And yes, you've got an opposition that wants to argue, and as oppositions do. But for Tasmania, is it a bad thing? And you say it's not necessarily all that bad that there's going to be a crossbench, because some will say it looks like another period of chaos ahead. When I was in Tasmania, some people were reflecting with me and remembering when there was a Labor government in power and they had a coalition with the Greens, and they said that was chaotic for Tasmania. What does chaos ahead for Tasmanians look like from your point of view?
So unfortunately, the Liberal government hasn't been strong, and so the fact that the crossbench is not in our favour, not in a godly favour, is a bad thing. But sometimes a minority government can be a good thing. Can I just put that in context with the Queensland government and the Queensland election that's coming up at the end of this year in October? For instance, a minority government might not be a bad thing there when you've got a crossbench that includes people like the Catters, the Catter Boys. That would be a good crossbench to have some good influence into a government rather than one government having complete control. So what we see in Tasmania is that a government won't have complete control to be able to push things through. And then that's when the crossbench really matters. So for us, the disappointment is that the crossbench is not necessarily going to be a strong crossbench in Tasmania.
Let me ask you here, because sometimes there might be some listeners who think that the Australian Christian Lobby, well, hey, they do an update with Neil each week and keeps us up to date with the politics, but it's the Australian Christian Lobby. There's lots more dimensions to what you do, and I wonder if you've got a reflection, because perhaps as we're looking forward to an election in the Northern Territory later this year, and as you mentioned, the Queensland state election that's later this year, the sort of work that goes on behind the scenes, Wendy, because you had an ACL campaign that was operating alongside the campaigns of different political parties, because the ACL has a Christian dimension, and that oftentimes rubs everybody up the wrong way. Give us a little insight into the sorts of things you did with the Australian Christian Lobby in the lead up to the Tasmanian election that we might anticipate is coming in these other elections ahead.
It's true, Neil. Behind the scenes, there's so much that goes on. And obviously, we have ACL staff, but we're a very small staff, and we do punch above our weight. And the reason we can do that is because we have a lot of supporters and volunteers. And so with their help, in this Tasmanian election, and it's quite a small state. We made over 8,500 phone calls, just letting people know about the candidates that are running in their electorate. We distributed 24,000 flyers, letting people know what the important things were on the table in this election. We ran election forums in the five different. We had hundreds attend them. We also very importantly ran prayer meetings, and they were very well attended. And so we're so grateful to people, because we couldn't do this without the support of our, you know, our supporters and our volunteers. But a huge amount of work goes into an election for ACL, and that is what will be happening for the Northern Territory, for the ACT, and for Queensland later on this year.
Okay, there's lots to cover, so let's move on to the report that now has been released from the Australian Law Reform Commission. And listeners who know that we've been talking about this now for, well, actually, well over, could be a year, could even be going 2 years since these sorts of deliberations, because when a government handballs issues to a law reform commission, they're looking for ways that they can implement their agenda. This report, which is, I guess, long awaited, has been released. What's your assessment?
So the government had this report since before Christmas. We have only just seen it. So have the opposition have only just seen it. So they've been sitting on it and not really conferring with the stakeholders, which is really disappointing. The report is everything that we dreaded, and even worse, to be honest. So it's nothing that what we were hoping for. What the report basically does is it recommends that in the Sex Discrimination Act, the key allowance for Christian organisations, Christian schools, but not just Christian schools, all Christian organisations, charities, Scripture Union, all of these Christian organisations will no longer have the right to expect in employment staff that adhere to their own Christian values. So this is like, it's if you put it in comparison to a political party not being able to employ somebody who agrees with their political platform. This is outrageous, to be honest. But this is what is proposed in the ALRC report. The report, despite all that, the report does go in and quite detailed says that the demand for particularly Christian schooling has increased ginormously over the past decades. The number of teachers that are required in a Christian school is increasing, of course, at the same time. But also the number of complaints in Christian schooling is like 0.02%, less than, like, minuscule. And at the same time, they're saying that all these changes need to be made. It is outrageous.
And where the Australian Christian Lobby comes in, and there'll be other Christian groups that do their own level of lobbying, and it's not just ACL, but it's primarily ACL that's got a hand up here in this lobbying space. This report now will be looked at by all sides, won't it? It might have been commissioned by the Labor Party, but it's going to be responded to, no doubt, on all sides of politics. Where does the work of ACL sit with all sides now around the detail that's in this report?
So we've got staff members up at Parliament today in Canberra speaking to all the MPs. But can I say, Neil, that our concern is that the government does not want this to be have an inquiry. So it doesn't want people. It's not actually inviting comment on this report. What they're saying is, look, we've been talking about this for years. We just need to get this through, and we need the coalition. We need Peter Dutton to actually work with us on this. And if he's not going to work with us, we're just going to scrap the whole thing. But then the other concern is that the ALSC report, so the Australian Law Reform Commission, are saying, well, if the government is going to not go ahead with a religious discrimination bill because they want Peter Dutton to stand with them on it and he's not inclined to, if they're not going to go ahead with a religious discrimination bill, then we should still go ahead with the changes in the Sex Discrimination Act. So the ALRC, the Australian Law Reform Commission, are suggesting that we should take out all of the allowances for schools and Christian organisations to employ people who adhere to their faith, and at the same time not go ahead with a religious discrimination bill or a religious freedom bill, which would try and make some sort of a balancing clause. But we're not confident of any balancing clause that the government is putting forward, because what they're saying is that we will first of all preference this sex discrimination loophole. And it's not a loophole. It's the same that the politicians themselves require. They put on staff who adhere to their platform. So you would not expect the Labor Party to put on somebody who was on the weekends going out and lobbying for One Nation. You would not expect the Greens to put on somebody who was on the weekend going and marching in a pro-life rally. I wish they would, but they wouldn't, and they don't have to, because there is legislation that allows them to choose who they put on. And this is what the Christian schools and Christian organisations expect from our government as well, but it is what is being threatened to be taken away from them.
Wendy, is there a place where listeners can actually read this report for themselves? Is this something that's publicly available?
It is. It's on the ALRC platform. It is also on the ACL. So on ACL, if you go onto ACL's website and go to Take Action, you'll find where we're talking about this very thing, and we have a link to the report. But the Australian Law Reform Commission, you just Google them, and the report is also on their platform as well.
Okay, so for listeners, go to the Australian Law Reform Commission website and you can access that report and download it. And even as Wendy is sharing the detail that is about Christian schooling in Australia, you might be astounded just how well Christian schooling is established. In fact, this is one of those things, it's a little bit unique to Australia. Out of countries all around the world, Australia has a wonderful foundation in Christian schooling. And as you say, Wendy Francis, people have been rushing Christian schools, trying to get away from what they think is a woke element in our state schooling system. I guess there could be other ways to fix the state schooling system, but at the moment it looks as though the Christian schooling system is under attack, and unless there's bipartisan support, maybe nothing will change. But if there is bipartisan support, that means that those listeners today might be getting in touch with their MPs, no matter what flavour those MPs might be. Would that be the case?
Absolutely. Christian schooling in particular, but independent schools, are growing faster in Australia than they are in any other country around the world. And this is largely because parents, whether they are from a religious background or not, are wanting to avoid the sort of woke stuff that's going on in the state schools, particularly in the area of gender. So the parents are not wanting their children to be taught that they can choose whether they are a boy or a girl and all of the sexuality stuff that goes along with that. And what we say to the government is just very, very simple. And what I would encourage all of our listeners today to do as well is to just let their local member know, no one has to be part of a faith-based school in Australia. No one has to be part of it. But please allow Australians of faith to run their schools according to their faith. That's all that we're asking. But no one has to. It's quite a voluntary thing to want your child to go to a school of faith. You can't cut off the roots and expect the fruit to be the same. As soon as you cut off the roots of what Christianity actually is teaching, then the fruit will wither. So we're asking, allow Australians of faith to run their schools, their organisations, according to their faith, and no one has to be part of that unless they choose to be.
No one has to be a part of a faith-based school, and those who choose to be ought to be able to go with a way that the faith-based school is able to talk about issues of faith and family according to a biblical foundation. Wendy Francis, outstanding. I've just got one more issue to quickly cover with you, because New South Wales And while we might be all just still reeling from the pace with which the conversion therapy bill went through the New South Wales Parliament last Thursday night, the New South Wales Equality Bill, that's the next big thing. What's happening there?
It is the next big thing, and this is being brought forward by a private member's bill, and there seems to be some sort of a deal, to be honest, because it's just the most outrageous bill that you can imagine. This bill includes things that no Australian would think was acceptable. This bill wants to liberalise public sex acts. We're talking about things that I wouldn't even mention on the radio, and they want to liberalise that. They want to take away any legislation that would ban these public sex acts from happening even in front of schools, churches and hospitals. It wants to undermine religious freedom. It wants to open the door for commercial surrogacy. It wants to remove parents from children's decisions about gender treatments. These are the sort of things that this bill would actually make happen in New South Wales. It is absolutely shocking. In every amendment of this bill, there is a subversion of truth. And so we are fighting very hard against it. And I would encourage New South Wales people to go onto our website again and be participate in that campaign.
Is it true, Wendy, that while the activists in the New South Wales Parliament have a very loud voice, that somehow or other the men's government, the Labor government in New South Wales, has a listening ear for that voice? How do you describe how that sort of relationship works in New South Wales?
So politics always works on the loud voices, but also whether or not that person can help you get what you want. And so it just seems to me as if this bill is so outrageous that even the fact that it's gotten to the stage where it can be discussed shocks me, because it's so outrageous. And so I just wonder, what is it that what power is there in the people who are promoting this bill that the government would even listen? So it just seems as if there's always an angle. There's always and I don't want to be at all cynical, because there are so many good people in politics and we need more good people. But there just seems to be an angle that sometimes politicians listen to try and get what they want. In order to do that, then they listen to some outrageous stuff. And this bill makes so many amendments across the statute book that are absolutely evil. So we must push back on it for all we're worth.
In one sense, it appears to be the case that while there's a push for change, this incremental change that we would say is a woke change, it's an anti-Christian focus, those values that we've come to understand are being done away with. And so there's a push for absolute outrage. And when there's amendments that can be made, the incremental change still goes through on things that we would be absolutely astounded going through our parliaments. For listeners, connect with the Australian Christian Lobby. There's often campaigns that you can join into. The encouragement to be in contact with your local members, and as Wendy Francis says, no matter what flavour they are, Labor, Liberal, could be all sorts of other minor parties as well. acl.org.au to be able to arm yourself with some information about what's going on in our state and in our federal parliaments, because when we talk about things changing, the sorts of things we've talked about over this last 20 minutes are absolute changes that will change the culture of Australia and the whole fabric of our society, and our children and our grandchildren matter. acl.org.au. And my encouragement always, Wendy Francis, do what you can to support the good work of the Australian Christian Lobby. Wendy, thanks so much for another update today on 2020.
Thank you very much, Neil. It's so important to be able to get the message out, so I'm grateful. Thank you.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.